Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Hello, everybody. I want to present a little bit of the idea why I'm doing what I'm doing, and that makes me go back a little bit in history. I'm working with physical properties of computers, sometimes with the help of software and sometimes not. So when I started working with computers at all in 1996, I still couldn't use it like for writing a text or so. I didn't have one at home. Oh, I don't want the internet now. There was a lot of computer music going on in Cologne, and I was always curious about what they were talking about, because to me it seemed they rather were talking about softwares and always complaining about the computers because computers were slow at that time. I wanted to know how a computer really sounds, and the only way to find it out was to open up the box and put some wires to the circuitry, and that's what I did then. I had a piano student whose father had a recycling company for old office computers, so I could have plenty of them to experiment with. And I got an old PC and I opened it up, hooked up some wires to the circuitry and took the sounds, whatever I got, I took as music. So I'll show you a short video of a performance of that. It's time compressed into a minute. Originally it's like 15 minutes long, but that would be boring probably. Can we have sound? This was one way of working for me with computers, but later I had to get into more civilized behavior with them. Refill wasn't endless, and I also wanted to learn something new, so I started working with software, which in that case was MaxMSP, but also I still was interested in physical properties of computer, and one of the next steps was using a Pismo Powell book, and that's one of the black ones which is used in this, I think Sex and the City is the thing. And it has a built-in microphone close to the hook of the lid. Can you pull up the sound a bit more? And I made a physical model of a violin which would pick up sounds from the microphone triggered by a bow and then transform this into a kind of viola-like sound. I did this as a reverence for my composition teacher in Cologne, who was Johannes Fritsch and who played the viola with electronics in the 60s in Stockhausen's band. So I wanted to give him back a kind of, instead of electrified viola, violified electronics or so. Okay, just a short clip of that. Another thing was what I discovered that Apple, they are always building great computers, but sometimes they're not that great as they claim. Like they built this titanium PowerBook, which was heralded as a big progress. And this thing has like, most of these modern computers has a built-in microphone and a built-in loudspeakers. And as soon as you try to use them both, they give a feedback because they are just sitting too close to each other. But maybe you can use it for something, I thought. So I made kind of a program, the filter, which goes in between this feedback and which I can control with the help of the keyboard. And so I can play pitches with it. But also the lid opens and closes that feedback space, so I can, the technique is very similar to an accordion, or how I called it just for the alliteration's sake, bandoneon. So it's the bandoneon book. I probably have to beef up the volume on my computer a little bit. It's probably not the best instrument to play a tango, but you can still make some music out of it. The thing is that Apple later changed a bit the design of the where they put the microphone, so I have to have a titanium PowerBook for that. The new model I have here, it just doesn't work controlling the volume with the lid that's gone. So when I'm doing all these pieces, I'm sometimes traveling with 3-4 laptops to a concert, which looks a bit awkward. When I was thinking further through this stuff, I thought, what is the most common thing in computers, what people always talk about, and that's, of course, horsepower. So you want your computer to be as powerful as possible, as versatile as possible, and this is mostly expressed in clock speed or whatever. So the next thing I wanted to try out is make a program which gets every computer down on his knees. And it's a bit working like a virus. I made a little program which you can install on your computer. And when you run it, it opens up a window and creates a sound at the same time. And then it does it, it goes on. It opens a new window, it creates a new sound. It's sitting on a pulse. After like 40 windows, or if you have a more powerful machine, after like 100 windows, your computer would get down to its knees. It will start stuttering. Most modern operating systems are designed so the graphics have some kind of precedence, so it will still show some windows, but the sound will get lost, it will get silent. Then it will make a little fart or something to keep up with the sound which it lost. And this led to the piece which I got the award at Ars Electronica for the Benchmark Consort. For the not-so-computer-literate, Benchmark is a kind of a test suite which you run on a computer to find out what he really can do, and that's what the thing does. Actually, I want to show you a short video of the piece, and then I would like to ask some volunteers from the audio to do a live demonstration of it. I will do it with my computer at the same time, so don't be shy, doesn't kill it. Just to give you an idea of what's happening, I'll show the video. It's people with laptops, and as the name says, they have it on their laps. The screen facing the audience, we all start in the same time, but the different machines drop out at different times.
Five, five, five.
I combined it with the bandoneon book, so it gets kind of a concerto grosso version for... Some computers eventually come back. So if there are any volunteers with either Macintosh or Windows, I have two USB sticks with the software. We could do a demo. But also you can come tomorrow to the concert. Who is courageous enough? Okay, I know. Thank you. If you have any questions, yeah, of course, I'm here.